Hello, this is Paige Estrotori with your daily financial services news wrap. Today's date is Wednesday, November 6th, 2024, and here's the news roundup that matter to you. Starting with insurance, an intriguing development has been noted in the industry. There's been a remarkable surge in claims for non-advised disability income insurance, or DII. What's more, these individual non-advised policies can boast a claims-paid ratio as high as 130%, noticeably above the 68% rate for individual advised policies. APRA's consistent data supports this trend, though it also highlights possible sustainability concerns for some DII products. Despite this rise, it's essential to note that the dispute frequency for non-advised DII remains high, with 425 disputes for every 100,000 insured lives. While we're on insurance, a recent ruling by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or FA, has raised some eyebrows. FCA-backed Race Insurance's denial of a fire claim submitted by a Western Australian homeowner with a previous arson conviction. The insurer presented compelling evidence of intentional ignition, which AFSA found convincing. Investigations revealed multiple ignition points, clashing with the homeowner's claims of accidental fire. This case has implications for future insurance cases and fosters the need for robust evidence handling to differentiate between genuine claims and potential fraud. Our next story focuses on premiums. The ACCC is urging insurers to better display the actual premiums from the previous year in renewal notifications. Why? To enhance understanding for consumers by disclosing the true costs. Initial findings suggest RAC insurance masked considerable price hikes in the final bill from the initial quoted premiums. This revelation stems from a Northern Australia insurance inquiry. The Insurance Council of Australia, however, points to existing codes, insisting they already mandate the display of past premiums. Despite this, both insurers and regulatory bodies have begun to scrutinize practices affecting transparency. Lastly, let's touch on superannuation. Bernie Dean, with over two decades of superannuation experience, has been announced as the new Chief Strategy Officer at Cbus, following an interim role since August. During his time at Industry Super Australia, or ISA, Dean successfully managed to keep industry super funds competitive while boosting member savings. Christian Falk, CEO of Cbus, praised Dean's skill in guiding the fund's strategy towards better retirement outcomes for its members. That's the highlights for Wednesday, November 6, 2024. Always remember, Financial Services Online is committed to keeping you informed. For more details, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off. Thank you for tuning in.